来攻读今天早上的经文。
Let's read our scripture today.
今天早上我们要来攻读的是约翰福音六章三十二到四十节。
It's in Book of John, chapter 6, 32 through 40.
好，如果翻到的时候，我们可以一起来同声来读今天早上经文，你可以用任何的语言。
Okay, let's read together in your own language.
请。
Jesus said to them, Very truly I tell you, it's not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it's my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Sir, they said, always give us this bread. Then Jesus declared, I'm the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All this the Father has given me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, and this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
好，我们读到这里。吃饭对我们华人来讲是一个非常重要的一件事情。
So in our Chinese culture, food plays an important role.
而且这也是美国华人教会的一大特色。
And especially, it's one of the major characters of our Chinese church in America.
全美国各地，不管是东岸、西岸、中部、中西部，每一个教会，不管它的规模大小，或者是不管场合是团契聚会，或者是主日崇拜，聚会在一起总会吃饭。
So I realize this matter, the church from eastern side, western side, or middle.Doesn't matter the size of the church, or it's a fellowship gathering, or it's a Sunday service. We all end up eating together.
每一次吃饭的时候呢，我们会发现一些奇怪的现象。
And also, every time when we eat, there's a strange thing happen.
特别是父母亲，我们特别担心我们的孩子，怕他们吃不饱啊，所以让孩子就先拿菜。
So, we can see our parents love our kids so much.And they allow them to go ahead of them and to fill out their place first.
应该是像老年人先来尊老敬老尊贤嘛，就但是美国的华人教好像都让小孩子先拿菜，而且呢还鼓励他们多拿一点哦，生怕他们吃不饱，然后拿了每个人都拿那么多啊。
So, but you know, we should honor the.Elders, let them to fill up their plate first, but here on the contrary, we'll let the kids do it and also encourage them to fill it more so you have enough to eat.
但我们都知道结果是孩子根本吃没有几口，大部分都扔掉了。
But we all know what's the end up. The kids are just only take a couple bites and waste the most of it.
那心疼的倒不是食物浪费，而是担心孩子吃太少，生怕营养不够，长不好，不健康。
So what do parents worry? It's not the wasteful behavior, but afraid their kids might not get enough food to eat and might not get enough nutrients for their body.
那同样的担忧呢，其实不只是在小孩身上。倘若我们家中有老人或是病人，总是没有食欲，吃不下饭，那也会让我们焦急万分的，是不是？
So not only to our young ones, we do stress over the same thing to our seniors and the sick when they don't have appetite.
好像只有几个人点头哈。
It's only few nodded.
有人还是大声的说：“的确，巴不得我们家人能多吃一点哈，营养多一点。”其实食物对每一个人来说都是非常重要的，特别是在他们对他们的身体健康来说。
So food is very important to our physical health.
我不晓得多少人有那种饿到昏的经验，然后呢，东西一吃精神就来了。
I don't know how many people have the feeling of fainting because of hunger, but after you eat, you feel much better.
有没有这样的人？
Is there anybody feel that?
不理我，只有一个人理我。好，粮食的重要性甚至可以决定了我们性命的存活。
So food determines our survival.
Yeah, 每当我们看到一些的报道关于地震、空难或是矿灾的惨案发生，最后有人可以幸存，他们的幸可以幸存下来，就是因为吃了同伴的尸体。
So we can see hear it from the news when disaster happens, like earthquake or airplane catastrophe. There's survivors. In order for them to survive, they have to eat the body of their friends.
你说他们太残忍了，但是为了生存下来，他们实在是别无选择。
You may say that's cruel, but in order to live, they might not have other choices.
要是换成我们在那个的情况，为了活命，我们可能也会做相同的事。
If we were in the same situation in order to survive, we might do the same.
好，你看哦，为了要延续我们肉身的生命，我们都可能尽出最大的努力，甚至不计代价失去尊严去获得粮食。但是对于我们属灵生命能够健康成长，对于能够得到属灵的粮食，我们有没有相同的迫切感呢？
So we see in order to extend our physical life,We try our hardest with all effort, sometimes even give up our dignity for food. But regards to our spiritual life, do we have the same urgency for spiritual food?
从刚刚我们所读的经文当中，我们知道，天上有四下一个生命之粮的供应，这种粮食我相信一定很重要的。
So today through our scripture reading, we can see we have food from heaven. It must be very important.
尤其我们教会现在在推动灵命复苏，相信我们这灵命饿太久的人得到灵粮供应，也会让我们灵命复苏，重新得力的。
So especially our church's goal this year is pushing for spiritual revival. So if since we have starved so long for spiritual food, so I think as soon as we receive it, our spiritual life will be changed.
不过呢，到底这个生命之粮跟灵粮是不是一样呢？
So, but this bread of life and spiritual food, are they the same?
那对于基督徒的灵命复苏呢，跟生命之粮又有什么关联呢？
So, this bread of life and our spiritual revival, is there any connections between those two?
所以我们今天要从今天所学习的这个经文，我们一起来探讨这生命之粮，以至于怎么样可以帮助我们知道得到灵命的复苏。
So through our study of today's scripture, let's learn how this bread of life can help us with our spiritual revival.
Yeah, 首先是得生命粮的理由。
So the first one, we'll discuss the reasons of getting this bread of life.
让我们一起读三十二到三十五节。
Let's read together.
再读一次，预备，请。好，有三个理由让我们得生命之粮。第一个是必定不饿。
So there are three reasons. The first one is we'll never go hungry.
我真的很奇怪哈，有东西吃了就不会再饿，以后就永远就不用再吃了。
So it's strange verse. There's something you eat once and you don't have to eat it again.
我只听过哪一家餐厅好吃，特别在鹅湾一带，很多哪一家不但下次还要再去，而且还会推荐给朋友。我从来没有听说，哎，哪一家好，那个餐馆好好吃，吃一次，你以后就再也不用去了。
So I know that if we know a good restaurant, not we are going to go there once again, more times again, and then we're also going to invite our friends there. I've never heard about that you say some restaurants or food is really good, but once is enough. I will not go there anymore.
假如真的是这样子，你只要吃一次，你就再也不用吃了。我听起来会吓死，好像吃完之后就不用再吃的意思，就是吃完之后要见主面
So if there's something like,you eat it once, you don't have to eat it again, and you'll be full forever. It sounds scary. It might sound like after you eat it, you'll be soon meeting with Jesus.
耶稣说吃生命之粮，然后呢必定不饿。其实这样的话，连当时的群众也搞不清楚。
So when Jesus said, "Who come to me, to this bread of life will no longer go hungry," the crowd didn't get it at the time.
以为就跟旧约他从天上降下玛纳有关，所以他们就耶稣呢就一再的解释清楚，这两者是之间是不同的。
So at the time the crowd might think it has something to do with the manna during the time of Moses. So Jesus explained the two differences.
好，在约翰福音第六章，就这一章的全章的最高潮呢，其实我们知道一开始是讲五饼二鱼的神迹。 然后之后耶稣渡海，然后发现是最后这些群众要跟着他们。但是这一章呢，没有停留在吃的饱足这些众人感人的见证，也没有停留在那种温馨怀念啊，这些粮食还有剩下十二个篮子啊的这些这个温馨的时刻，然后呢，而是借这个事件让群众知道一件事情：人生命当中最重要要得到的，乃是要从身体的粮食提升到得生命的粮食。
So we can see this book of John chapter 6 is from Jesus feeding the 5,000 with five loaves of bread and two fish, and to all the crowd follow him and even searching him everywhere and meet him at Capernaum. But Jesus didn't stop at this physical satisfaction of food and elevate it to the spiritual food, the bread of life.
好，生命的粮食不是指身体所需用的食物，也不是精神粮食，例如我们听音乐会或欣赏文学作品等，而是指属灵永恒生命的粮食。
So the bread of life, it's not the bread we eat, and it's not the spiritual enjoyment as we're going to a concert, but it's a spiritual food for our eternal life.
生命粮呢，就是真粮，根据刚才经文讲，就是其实就是耶稣自己。
So the bread of life is the true bread, which is Jesus himself.
那这对比摩西时代的玛纳，虽然同样都是从天上降下来，赐下来给人的，但是吃了之后结局是不一样的。
So compared to the manna during Moses' time, however, they're all come down from heaven, but the result are different.
生命之粮呢，你吃了一次就不用再饿了。可是呢，灵就是灵粮，指这个玛纳呢，你吃了之后，你每天要不断的吃。
So the bread of life you only need to eat once, it will never go hungry. But the manna you eat, but you have to eat daily.
那生命之粮跟今天我们所谓的神的话灵粮也不相同。
And also the bread of life and the spiritual food that are different too.
虽然都是从天降下来赐下来的供应，但是灵粮是指神的话语，也是我们信徒每一天都要有的供应，才能使我们属灵生命不断的成长。
So however, the bread of life and spiritual food are all come down from heaven from God, but spiritual food is the word of God, which we need daily to nourish our spirit.
生命之粮是主耶稣自己的自我宣告，他说，我就是生命的粮，你只要一次接受他，你就可以得着永远的生命。
But the bread of life, Jesus declared that he is the bread of life.Come to him and you will never go hungry and have eternal life.
当你有了耶稣的生命来掌管你的一生，你就不需要再借着你的外在学位、事业、功名、成就来满足你的虚荣，或是借此让你的生命得到价值、得到肯定。你的生命也会因着得着耶稣基督而有彻底的翻转与改变。
So if Jesus is in charge in your life, you will no longer need to prove to others with your successes, education, that you are valuable. Your life already exchanged.
他说，若有人在基督里，他就是什么？
New creation.
我们一起来读好不好？预备。
Let's read together.
来。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
所以难怪有许多亲身经验，他们的这个见证，他们认为说，他宁愿有耶稣胜过世界万有，因为世上不再有任何的事物能够让他们得到饱足。
So no wonder many people testify that they rather have Jesus than the whole world because nothing in this world can satisfy them anymore.
第二个理由是他将永远不渴。
The second one is never be thirsty.
人有很多的渴望、渴求，渴望别人得到别人所没有的东西这种欲望呢是无止限、无止境的。
People have desires, desire the things that they don't have. It's never ending.
例如有人喜欢渴望赚大钱，有人渴望吃大餐，有人渴望开名车，有人渴望住豪宅。那有人渴望环游世界那有人只渴望有个温暖的家或是贤妻漂亮的老婆等等那有人只想简单的有个学位找个工作但是当你达到那个目标之后你会发现你一点都不满足
So we can see someone desire money some food, some luxury cars, some mansions, some beautiful wife, and some travel around the world. Some just simply want a job.
But
after we got all this, we're not satisfied because our desire is like a bottomless pit.
这也是每一个人，无论是大人小孩，都有他们不同的渴望的东西。
So it doesn't matter if old or young, we all have things that we like and we desire.
所以你可能发现，有些小小的孩子都会为了一张得到一张小贴纸，或是一张小小的这个东西，跟你闹一整天的。
So you might have the experience that your young ones bothering you all day just for a sticker.
你给他小贴纸的，他又要棒棒糖了。
And when you give him the sticker, he wants lollipop.
你也都给他，他又要抢哥哥的玩具熊。
And when he got lollipop, he wants brother's teddy bear.
那你都满足他了，他又看到隔壁的溜滑板。
So when he got brother's teddy bear, he looked at the neighbor's skateboard.
我看看一个小孩子而言，他的渴望也一样是永远没有办法停止满足的。
So we can see even from our youngs and their desires never ending.
但圣经为何说我们得到生命的粮，我们就永远不渴呢？
But why Bible says if we receive this bread of life, we'll never go thirsty?
那是因为我们人生所追求的目标与价值观已经改变，可以不用再靠那一些所渴望的东西来得到满足了。
Because our goal and our value has changed, we no longer chase after the things that we chased before to satisfy us.
正如我们当中有很多人分享他们生命的经历，突然间那些名牌包已经不再吸引他们了，这些名位、这些地位、权力也不再吸引他们了，那些酒、香烟、女人不再吸引他们了。
So that's why people testify among us the things they liked before, the designer's clothes, the luxurious purse, the alcohol, the drugs, and even women no longer attract them anymore.
这里讲到永远不可，这个字呢，其实也可以翻译成任何时候都不会再渴。
So here it says will never go thirsty, also can be translated never go thirsty at any time.
换一句话说，假如你得到这个生命之粮，你可以在任何时候不再让那永不止息的欲望来那个渴求来纠缠你。
So if we have this bread of life, and then whatever the desire, that never-ending desire will never bother us again.
这并不是说你就不再有任何的欲望哈，看破红尘。隐居世外桃源，将自己孤立起来，而是你已经不会再让些世俗物质的渴慕成为你生活的目标与存活的动力。那是因为你已经找到你人生的标杆与生命的意义了。
It doesn't mean that you become desireless and see through the world and isolate yourself, wanting nothing. But those worldly desires are no longer your motivation.Or life goal, because you already found the goal and meaning of this life.
最后一个是不被丢弃。
And the third one is never be driven away.
在三十七节那里讲说，到我耶稣说到我这里来的他，我总不丢弃他。
So verse 37 says, whoever comes to me, I will never drive away.
被人拒绝或丢弃的滋味很不好受的。
To be rejected doesn't feel good.
如果你有被公司解雇过，你的论文有被教授退回过，你的工作申请有被拒绝过，甚至你失恋被人甩掉，配偶背叛等等，你就能够明白我在说什么。
So if you have experienced being fired, your thesis being rejected by the professor, or you denied in the job application, or dumped by your lovers, you would know what I'm talking about.
那许多人来美国都有办这个签证，那这个美国签证呢，可以说人人有信心，个个没把握。
So we know that in order for you to come to America, you need to get visa. So the visa application, we can say it's kind of everyone has faith, but no one is sure of getting it.
我们都听说最近海关很严越来越多的华人被遣返回国。
We all know, heard about the customer really restrict nowadays, and the many people were sending back were sent back.
那不管他投资在这里多少钱，他花多少时间在这里适应，他被拒签的可能性都有。
So it doesn't matter how much money you have and your background, you can be rejected.
而且再好的移民律师都不能够给你打包票。
And doesn't matter how well-known the immigration attorneys are, they cannot be sure. They cannot tell you 100%.
那除非我们来想象一下，除非哈、哦、美国政府亲自给你背书担保，邀请你来美国。
Unless they think about the government of America.They invite you.
然后呢，你不用大费周章的去排队等签证，你可以受到国家级的、贵宾级的接待。
And in that case, you don't have to wait in line for visas, but receive a royal welcome.
哇，那一定是很好的，是不是
？Isn't that wonderful?
那事实上，我告诉你，我们地上是一个暂时的国度，因为很多人来到美国的觉得也不过是如此嘛。
But I'm telling you, American.It's only a country on the globe.
Yeah, 这个跟天上的荣美啊，这个简直是无法相比的。
It cannot compare with the glories of our, the glory of our heavenly dwellings.
而且有一个好消息是，在天上永恒国度当中，已经有人为你背书保证，你可以不被丢弃或被拒绝，那是何等的福分跟光荣啊！
So the good news is there is one in heaven who is willing to invite you so that you will not be rejected of entry. What an honor.
你不用排队啊，你可以直接进到那样永恒的国度里面，是多么宝贵的一件事。
No lines, no waiting.
所以不被丢弃的意思也是说明神将要拯救你，而且拯救到底。
So never drive away means God will save you and save you till the end.
不会因为你一时软弱跌倒，或是因为你太久没来教会了啊，你的奉献太少等等理由，就拒绝你的救恩，而把你丢在地狱火湖里。
So it will not because of you fail, or not attending church for a long time, or does not have too much to put in the offering bag. He will never deny you.
只要你真实的悔改。并且信靠耶稣基督作为你人生唯一的救主，神将保守你的救恩，一生一世都不致被仇敌撒旦夺去。
If you repent and make Jesus your only Savior, God's saving grace will never be taken away from you by your enemies.
哇，得生命之粮这么好，那我们要怎么样得到这生命之粮呢
？So the bread of life is so wonderful, but how can we get it?
我们一起来读第33节到35节。
Let's read 33 through 35. For the bread of God is he who come down from heaven and give life to the world. So they said, from now on give us bread. And Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never go thirsty.
好，有三方面的途径。第一，首先，这个粮是唯有神所赐的。
So there are three things we like to discuss. The first one is only it's the bread of life is God given.
当耶稣提到这生命之粮的原因，乃是因为他行了五饼二鱼神迹，喂饱五千男丁之后，有越来越多的群众就跟随主耶稣。那只是他们动机错误，他们要继续要吃饱啊，所以最后呢，找到耶稣在哪里，在加百农那里找到耶稣了。
So, it mentioned that Jesus has fed 5,000 men.With five loaves of bread and two fish. But after that, more and more people following him. But their motive is wrong. They're just trying to fill their stomach. And they search him everywhere and finally found him at Capernaum.
所以他们带着一个期待，希望耶稣再变饼给他们吃。这个时候呢，耶稣就说了一句话。
So they hope that Jesus will feed them even more.
那怎么说呢？我们一起来读好不好？如果你眼睛好的，读大声一点。好，预备，请。
You saw the miracle signs because you ate the loaves and you had few. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him, God the Father has placed his seal of approval.
所以他们来到处寻找耶稣啊，找了这么不是因为神迹让他们改变他们的生命，而是他们要继续要吃饱啊。
So this crowd that's searching for Jesus, it's not because of the miraculous signs, but they since they eat the bread and fish, they have them full.
所以耶稣才会在这里讲到生命之粮。
So that's why Jesus mentioned the bread of life here.
不要再为那些必坏的食物劳力，要为这个存到永生的食物劳力。
So, do not work for the food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life.
那这个食物呢，是只有从上面才可以赐下来的。
And also, this food was given from above.
所以耶稣特意的劝告这些群众，不要再为那些必朽坏的食物劳力，要看重那个更重要的神要赐给你的那样的生命之粮。
So that's why Jesus draw their attention to this bread of life, not to chase after things that spoils.
其实这今天对于今天的我们也是有很好的提醒。
And also it's a good reminder to us today.
我们今天还不是一样为了三餐在那里奔波劳碌，而忽略了人世间有更重要、更宝贵、更值得的投资和更重要的目的。
So are we working hard for our physical needs and ignore the most important?
Yeah, 人生的目的不光只是得到神给我们外在的这些赐福。更是神内在的，是给我们内在的满足，那就是神自己。
So our goal is not pursuing God's material blessing, but the satisfaction within, which is a receive God.
而这个生命之粮呢，是神亲自赐予给我们的，而不是靠我们自己的本事可以去找到它的。
And this bread of life is given by God. It's not something we can work for.
这是神特意为你预备的一个救恩。
And this is a saving grace that's prepared for you by God.
什么是救恩呢？
And what is the saving grace?
救恩就是神赐下最宝贵的礼物给最不配的人。
It is the most precious gift from God to the most unworthy people.
我们都知道约翰三章十六节，那里告诉我们，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。你看，神把这么宝贵的礼物赐给我们。
So we're all familiar with John 3:16. For God so loved the world, He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
所以他所赐下就是耶稣基督这生命的粮。当我们得着耶稣自己，我们就能够得着这永恒的生命。
So what he's given us is Jesus. Jesus is the bread of life. When we receive him, we will receive eternal life.
好，首先我们知道，哦，这个生命之粮是只有神所赐。其次呢，接下来我们要来到主的面前。
So we know it's God given. And second one, we have to know that we need to come before the Lord.
我们必须要谦卑地来到耶稣的面前，因为是我们自己渴慕得到这个生命的粮，而不是被人强迫、强逼来的。
So we must humbly come before Jesus because you indeed want this bread of life. It's not forced.
有些人来教堂的动机是为了让家人放心，或者是让你的朋友不让他伤心，那就勉强的来参加教会的活动。
So, if you are the one who come to church in order to give your loved ones a peace of mind or not wanting to hurt your friends' feelings,
如果这样的话，你不能说你来到主面前，你只能说顶多说你来到你的朋友或者你的家人面前而已。
So that's not called come to Jesus, but maybe come to your parent, family members or your friends.
因为是看他的面子嘛，你是陪他来的，所以你是看他是到他面前而已。
So because you don't want to hurt their feelings, so you come.
那到主面前是不是到一个教堂，或者是到这个某一个场所，在某个特定的时间呢？
So come to Jesus is that you have to be at certain place at certain time.
在我们聚会是几点啊？我们是不能迟到啊，迟到来都不算啊，是不是这样子呢？
So is there limitations on the just Sunday gatherings? How early you have to get there, and if you're late, will that count?
还甚至还要到谁某一个 名讲员，这个不是很厉害的讲得很好，那还都不算。
Or you have to go to some famous preachers to receive the blessing, or other preachers won't count.
那也不是到主面，是到名人面前，或者甚至到伟人，到宗教教主面前，那个都不是。
So that's not come before Jesus.
到主面前乃是你可以在任何时候以最诚恳的态度面对那位无所不在的神。
So come to Jesus is to humbly come to this omnipresent God at any time.
所以道主面前也可以解释成在任接道主面前也可以解释成接受主的救恩。
So come to God as also can be known as receive salvation.
因为并不是条条大路通罗马，并不是每个宗教都能够让你得到救恩。
Not every road leads to Rome. Not every religion leads brings salvation.
因为圣经这样告诉我们，在使徒行传四章十二节，我们一起来读好不好
？Okay, let's read together.
请。
Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to man by which we must be saved.
好，最后一个是信心接受。
So the third one is believe with faith.
除了我们知道唯有神所赐，除了我们要来到主的面前，还有一个最重要是我们要信心来接受它。
However, salvation is the gift of God, but man has to respond.
救恩虽然是神白白给予的，但是人也必须有责任来回应神。
However, salvation is free gift from God, but as man, we have our responsibility to respond to it.
在美国曾经有一位流落街头的流浪汉，突然接到律师给他发一封信。
So there was a homeless person in America, and suddenly received a letter from attorney.
他说在英国有一位有钱的姑妈留下一大笔遗产要给他。
And telling him he has received an inheritance of a great value from one of the aunts in Britain.
但是他始终不相信，因为自从他离家出走之后，再也没有跟他任何亲人联络过，他也不认为天下有这种好事。
But he didn't believe it.Thinking ever since he left home, nobody had ever contacted him.
所以他就以为是哦，有人要跟他开玩笑、恶作剧。
So he think it's a joke.
或者是诈骗集团要来骗他。
Or it's a fraud.
所以他就铁下心来拒绝接受。
So that's why he rejected.
那所以最后他当然就得不到这笔钱，任何人都没有办法帮他。
Of course, he cannot receive the inheritance. Nobody else can help him.
于是他就继续过着流落街头的日子。
And so he still lives as a homeless.
那这让我想到，其实我们许多人也是这样铁石心肠，认为福音实在是好得让人难以置信。
So it makes me think that many people just like that. They think gospel is too good to be true.
所以将他拒之门外。
And refuse to believe.
其实这就是因为他没有用信心去接受神的救恩。
That's because they don't have the faith to receive the salvation from God.
其实我们败坏的生命是可以得到改变与拯救，进入那个丰盛的人生，并且脱离罪恶的辖制，得到真正的自由与享受喜乐的生命。
So in fact, our wretched life can be changed. We can have a purposeful life, and we can free from Satan's grasp and receive.Free and joyous life.
而且神愿意无条件的给所有人这样宝贵的救恩，但你如果认为这是荒唐不可置信，你同样也得不到这个礼物。
And this, however, God freely gave this salvation to all men, but if you think it's ridiculous and reject, and then it's not going to be working for you.
其实你唯一要做的事就是用信心来接受它。
All you need to do to receive it by faith.
那信心是什么？
So what is faith?
信心不是蒙着眼睛往下跳啊，这个叫自杀。
So faith is not jump with your both eye covered; it's called suicide.
信心乃是根据可靠的基础来支持你的信念所做出回应的行动。
So faith is our response based on a reliable source that changes our belief.
以信心接受耶稣得生命之粮，就是如此。
So through faith, we come to Jesus and receive the bread of life.
好，最后，当我们得到生命之粮之后，我们有什么样的结果
？So and then the third one, let's discuss the result of getting this bread of life.
让我们一起来读三十九到四十节。
Let's read 39 through 40.
预备，请。
And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
还有三方面的结果，第一个是不致失落。
So the first one is, will never get lost.
那失落这个字呢，翻译的太文雅了。
So lose, this word sounds like too easy here.
好像自己走迷路了，那么轻松。
It feels like somebody just get lost and can't find their way.
其实失落这个字根呢，就是灭绝、 失上沉沦的意思。
But the origin of this word means destroyed and ruined.
Yeah, 倘若你知道所有的罪人的结局就是将来要被除灭，这是一个很严肃的事情，你不得不去面对它的。
So if you realize the destination of all sinners is to be destroyed and ruined and perish, it's serious.
你别以为反正下地狱的又不只有我一个，就没关系了。
So don't you think that it's no big deal to go to hell since many will go with you?
然而你可以有一个不同的选择，就是得生命的粮。
You can choose the other option to receive this bread of life.
因为当你得到生命的粮，你就可以不用被拒绝、被灭绝了。
So to receive this bread of life, you will not be destroyed, will not be rejected anymore.
你不需要担心将来你的结局会沉沦、会灭亡，因为这是神给你的保证。
And you don't have to worry about you will perish because that is a promise from God.
那第二个呢，是你末日要复活。
And the second one is resurrection at the last day.
圣经这样告诉我们，这39-40节说，在末日却叫他复活。
So the Bible told us, Jesus will raise them up at the last day.
而且最后再提醒一次，并且在末日我要叫他复活。
And then also he mentioned the last day I will raise them up.
其实不只是在这里，耶稣在其他的很多的经文都有一再的提醒我们。
So it's not only here in many other books and verses Jesus mentioned the same thing.
同样在约翰福音11-25节，我们一起来读好不好
？Book of John 11:25, let's read together. I'm the true resurrection and life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
神一再给我们保证哦，当我们得到生命的粮，信了这位生命的主。即便我们在世上仍会死亡，但是将来我们一定会复活。
So this is a promise from God, which is after receiving this bread of life, however our physical body will die, but God will raise us up.
为什么我们必须复活呢？
But why we have to be resurrected?
复活对我们来讲也非常重要。其实圣经也一再的提到，哥林多前书15:32，讲说
Let's read First Corinthians.
若死人不复活，
It says, if the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, since tomorrow we die.
哥林多前书15:22，我们一起来读。也对。马太福音22:30。
And Matthew 22. At the resurrection, people will neither marry nor be given in marriage. They will be like angels. 路加福音
20:35-36。
Luke.But those who are considered worthy of taking part in the age and in the resurrection from the dead will either marry nor be given in marriage, and they can no longer die, for they are like angels.
有非常多的地方一再提醒我们，我们将来必定要复活。
So there are so many places that remind us and that we will be resurrected.
而不是只有耶稣复活而已，我们也要复活。
It's not only Jesus, we're also.
这是我们得生命粮的结果。
That's the result of receiving this bread of life.
最后一个是得着永生。
So the last promise is eternal life.
因为圣经告诉最后一节，第40节说，我父的意思叫一切信见子而信的人得永生。
Because the verse 40 said, he who looks at the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life.
最后一个保证就是神已经应许要让我们得着永远的生命。
So God promised us of eternal life.
你看历世历代有多少人在寻找永生啊？
So can you see how many people in the past searching for longevity and eternal life?
在秦始皇，我们知道古代秦始皇派人四处去寻找这个长生不老的药。
So we know in China, the Emperor Qin sent out people everywhere searching for the medicine that will make him live forever.
最后找到了没有？
Did he find it?
我们在小说故事当中，我们看见这个《西游记》里面的神仙妖怪，他们以为吃到唐僧的肉就可以什么
长生不死。Even in our stories, like Journey to the West, and all the spirits and the monsters, I think they can live forever if they eat the monk Tang Zeng's meat, flesh.
我们都有这样的期待，连在小说里面都会暴露了人性对于得着永生的渴望。
So we can see our eagerness for eternal life.
不只是过去，连今天现代医学也不断地在努力寻找如何延长人类的寿命。
So not even before, even now, modern science, medicines are tirelessly searching for ways to prolong life.
然而我们必须承认，人类无论再怎么样努力，仍是有限的，因为最后我们没有办法得到永生。
But we must admit our effort is limited and we cannot achieve immortality.
为什么呢？因为罗马书六章二十二、二十三节这样说。
Because Rome 6:23 told us.
我们一起来读。
Let's read together. For wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
因为我们都犯了罪了，罪的工价就是死。不过神又给我们一个礼物，那就是我们可以在借着耶稣基督，我们可以得到永生。
Because we all sin and the wages of sin is death, but God gave us a free gift for eternal life, which is in Jesus Christ.
所以最后我们要说的，神的话就是我们的灵粮，但是神自己他却是生命的粮。
So we can see God's word is our spiritual bread, but God himself is the bread of life.
我们要得到神的救恩，我们就是得到神所赐的生命粮。
To receive salvation is to receive this bread of life.
当你得着这生命粮之后，你将必定不饿，永远不渴，而且也不被丢弃。
When you receive it, you will never go hungry, thirsty, or being rejected.
这救恩是神亲自赐下，借着耶稣基督道成肉身，要住在我们当中。
So this is a gift from God. Jesus came into the world in flesh and blood.
而你只要愿意来到他的面前寻求他，借着信心来接受他，你就能够得着这宝贵的救恩。
So if you come before him, seek him, accept him and receive him with faith, you will receive salvation.
也就是你可以得着这生命的粮。
Which means you receive this bread of life.
能使你将来不致灭亡失落，你在末日也要复活，并且得着那永远的生命。
So that you will not perish, but be resurrected and given eternal life.
倘若我们当中有还没有得到这生命之粮的，你是否愿意在今天你就得着这个生命之粮？
So if you haven't received this bread of life, are you willing to receive him today?
倘若你已经是基督徒了，那表示你已经得着这生命之粮，已经有圣灵住在你的里头，那从此以后你就会有一个新造的生命，需要不断的成长，那就是你的属灵生命。
So if you are already a Christian, that means you have already received this bread of life.And the Holy Spirit dwells within you, and then this new person keeps growing.
因此，得生命之粮就决定了我们是否拥有属灵的生命。
So receive this bread of life determines our spiritual life.
而属灵生命的成长必须不断有灵粮的供应，那就是神的话。
So in order for our spiritual life to grow, we need the spiritual food, which is the word of God.
所以得生命之粮的都必须要得到灵命复苏。
So all who receive this bread of life will have spiritual revival.
倘若你觉得你灵性枯干，你活不出丰盛喜乐的生命，那表示你有问题了。
So if you experience your, you feel like your spiritual life being deserted, and then there's a problem.
因为你已经吃到生命之粮了，你的生命已经不再一样了。
So since you already received this bread of life, your life's supposed to be changed.
那假设你没有属灵的胃口，吃不下灵粮，你就必须要得到灵命的复苏。
So if you don't have appetite for this spiritual food, you need to have a spiritual revival.
感谢主的恩典，我在我们这教会，我发现我有很多优点。
And thank to God, and I found we have a lot of good things in this church.
而且有许多激励我的，我以前过去在比较不是在小教会服事，但是我在我们小教会，我发现很多很激励我的事件故事。
And there are a lot of stories that's really encouraged me.
我们教会有一群属灵味很渴慕神话语，有很有属灵胃口的弟兄姐妹。
And we have a group of people that have the huge appetite for God's word.
那这个星期四的查经班，我们又破纪录了。
And last Thursday, our Bible study, we broke the new record.
那我上次跟大家报告是年纪的总和，但是这次不是，这次我们参加的人数有17位。
So this time, our record is no longer the sum of the ages of all the attendants, but the numbers of attendants. We have 17 in all.
我希望我们教会所有弟兄姐妹都能够继续努力来渴慕灵粮的供应。
And I hope all our brothers and sisters were eager for this spiritual food.
不管是参加团契聚会、查经班也好，或是成人主日学，或是你个人的灵修也好，让自己可以更健康的成长。
So it doesn't matter it's through fellowship gatherings or Bible study or even study by yourself. Let's make our spiritual life grow.
尤其我们这些得着生命之粮的人，我们要经常提醒自己，我们这些已经得着生命之粮，表示我们已经与主合而为一，所以我们就必须要活出主的馨香之气。
So especially those who have received the bread of life, that means we and the Lord are together. So our life should be different. Our life should be admired by people.
所以这个馨香之气可以让人羡慕的，可以影响周围许多人的。
So we can influence our surroundings.
所以为了要达成这个目标，我们就必须要下定一个决心，就是要得到灵命的复苏。
So in order to reach the goal, we need spiritual revival.
以至于我们属灵的生命都能够健康的成长，而流露出主耶稣基督的丰盛美好，好吗？
So that our spiritual life needs to keep growing so that we can show the richesAnd abundance, our Lord Jesus.
我们都愿意一起来经历灵命的复苏吗？
Are we willing to experience this spiritual revival? Yes.
只有两个理我。好，我们一起来回应美哉主耶稣，让耶稣基督丰盛的美好也可以成为我们的美好。让我们一起起立。
Let's all rise and respond with the same.
美哉主耶稣，宇宙万国主宰。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你，让我们看见你是何等的美好。
Lord, thank you that we can see how beautiful you are.
让我们羡慕主耶稣那么美好的生命。
And we admire your beautiful life and hope our life can be the same.
除非我们得着这生命的粮，否则我们仍是活出自己的老我。
Unless we receive this bread of life, we still live in sin.
主啊，求你帮助我们，让我们都渴慕这生命的粮，以至于我们的生命可以被你翻转。
Lord, help us to eagerly receive this bread of life so that our life can be changed.
而成为一个新造的人。
Become a new creation.
旧事已过，一切都变成新的了。
The old one has gone, the new one has come.
使我们一生都在主的保守当中，我们不被丢弃，不致失落，将来可以得着永恒的生命。
So our whole life will be in the, under the protection of our Lord, and we will never be rejected and will never perish.
主啊，倘若我们当中有人已经接受你，但是他们的灵命仍觉得枯干，主啊，求你自己把那样的丰盛的生命再一次的眺望我们，愿意渴慕属灵的粮食。
And Lord, if those among us, their spiritual life is dry, and Lord, may you help us to spur our passion for your word.
因为我们属灵生命是要不断的茁壮成长，健康的成长，我们才能够活出主的美好。
Because we need our spiritual life to grow stronger so that we can live out our life that worthy of you.
倘若我们当中有人已经失去属灵胃口的，主啊，求你再次的来激励我们，提醒我们，让我们渴慕你的话语。
Lord, if someone among us have lost the appetite for your words, may you encourage us for us to re-engage in your words.
使你的话语可以成我们脚前的灯和路上的光，来指引照亮我们前面的道路。
So your word can be a lamp to our feet.
求主带领我们，保守我们一生一世能够荣耀你的名。
And Lord, may you lead us and protect us so that we can glorify your name.
垂听我们在你面前的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' victorious name. We pray.
Amen.
Amen.